also try to keep it casual at first, like pretend we know them just to get through like a secretary.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, can I speak to Tom, please?
Okay. Dad, telephone.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, this is Sam calling with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Just looking to follow up with you here real quick. We had an offer extended here to the business. We had you guys pre-approved for about $250,000. That was good for equipment or just cash. Kind of just checking in with you and seeing if you guys were really on the market to grab some new equipment, replace some old stuff, anything like that.
I'm too old for that.
Too old for that.
I'm putting out 90 years old, you know.
Oh. You got your son there taking over the business? Getting close?
Yeah, but I don't know if they want to mess with it or not.
That's a good idea.
Too many of these guys come in and took over, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, see, usually towards the end of the year, people try to, you know, save on the taxes, kind of whatever, so they grab equipment, things like that. So we're just trying to help.
I'm still helping them out there, but...
Sure.
You know, I've lost interest in it.
I got you, definitely.
I need to sit down for a while, but...
Of course. After enough years, I'm sure it got old, but I mean, hey.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you wanted me to just drop some contact info, see if any of the kids want to, you know, reach out. We're pretty good at this stuff. Let me see, is there a good email address I could reach you guys at?
Huh?
Is there a good email address I could reach you guys at, you or the kids or, you know, anyone taken?
I can't tell you the address here even. my mailing address is Fairview, you know.
That's right, I do. The 8544. Yeah, we've been sending you those nice little letters with the big crown on the front, you know. Yeah, that was good. But yeah, the business still going well? I mean, you guys...
Oh, it's pretty good, you know.
Okay.
I've been with this tie company. I started in 1960.
We're still
with them, you know.
Yeah.
They treated me good, and I guess I've done them a pretty good job, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys are doing pretty well. 1960 is a long time, though.
Yeah,
I can see you.
Yeah.
I can see why you're getting bored over there.
I built me a new house since then, and I've been in it since then.
I believe it. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Is the business still growing here? How'd you guys do? Yeah.
It's pretty good, you know, but Amish people moving in here, you know, and getting these little sawmills, you know. Of course, I ain't got nothing against them, but it, you know, it just hurts the business, you know.
Sure, I see that.
Yeah,
well, that's interesting. Well, how'd you guys do in, like, sales this year? You familiar with any of that?
Do what?
How'd you guys do in sales this year, if you're familiar
pretty good, you know. The tie market got up a little, you know, and poor man kind of realized the thing out of it. But we've had pretty good luck.
That's good.
You know, it's been real good, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the railroads are always picking up here.
Yeah, they're getting better. They got our ties up. You know, when I started, I was just getting $3.50 a tie.
Right.
And they got that up to $29.50.
$29.50,
see.
Yeah,
you know, of course,
it's a big jump.
It's a lot different today than it was 60 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know,
a whole different world.
The gas and the labor, see, just a little bit.
Yeah.
But now then, the labor and another thing, the working comp, see, makes more out of it than I do. Yeah.
That is a fact. Well, that's interesting. Well, I guess you guys have been kind of growing there. Did you guys make more sales this year than last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you guys have to hire any new personnel or anything, or just kind of?
Oh, we just kind of family drug it out, you know. See, yeah. I've got three boys, and
Oh, those boys will take care of it.
I got one son-in-law helping me.
That's good. You got the whole family.
We just kind of doing it ourselves. Of course, we do hire.
Right, exactly.
Two or three more to help us, you know.
Of course, and it's personal interest, it's the family. Is there a certain busy time of the year? I mean, like, where you guys see more business, or is it just about the same all year round?
About the same thing all the way through the year.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Well, how about plans for future growth? I mean, do the kids have anything in the pipeline here? They got any big plans, or?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't really know. They're getting up. See, I got one boy 68 years old. And,
yeah.
And another one here, he's 65, so.
Oh, boy.
we're all getting up to the age we're going to have to draw our pension now, you know.
That's funny. Well, what's going to happen to the business? You guys can't let it go. What about that son-in-law?
Yeah, I don't know. What you can't tell much about him, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Tom. This looks interesting. It looks like you guys had things pretty much on track. You guys don't think you guys are gonna be? I mean, yeah, it looks like everyone's reaching the end of the line here, but they're not looking to kind of explore expanding any growth, any things like that. It's a pretty good industry to be in.
I don't think we will.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this stuff's it's so high. We do need new equipment, but. See, I bought everything new in 90. You know,
it's just not new anymore.
About 20 years ago, see. And it's all still going, though. We kept it up pretty good, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, those things do last quite a while, but I mean, what happens is towards the end of the year, most businesses are going to try to pay as little tax as possible, yeah. You know, kind of cut Uncle Sam out of it. So
I don't want to get in debt, you know.
Right.
I just couldn't.
Not in the time or place for it there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
That'd
you.
That'd be something else may worry about, you know.
Of course. Yeah. What was that equipment that you guys usually use? I mean,
Caterpillar.
Caterpillars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just mostly things.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Just like that, caterpillars, tractors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, forklifts and
forklift
loaders, you know.
Sure.
I've got two forklifts and two loaders, you know.
Right.
They got buckets loaders. And forks, you know, you can switch around.
Right.
That's the way I got them when I got them.
So you guys manufacture the ties. Do you do any of the installing or anything else?
No, we just cut them and deliver them. And, that's all we do.
Someone else takes care of it.
We don't end trim or nothing, you know. They do all that.
Fair enough. Okay.
I sell that. Further northern, you know.
Yeah.
I've been with them all these years.
Right. Kind of built some relationship there, too.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Well, that sounds good. I guess I'll let you guys do your thing, see if it goes. If you guys do decide to grab that equipment, we're pretty good at it here, pretty competitive. Whoever decides to take over that business or whoever wants to explore it, we got rates that start, you know, mid-single digits. Sorry?
Where are you at?
So we're based out of San Diego, actually.
Oh, San Diego?
That's right. Yeah. Nice and sunny. Actually, it's kind of rainy today, but yeah, we do work with businesses across the entire country. We have industry. We do industry specific, so we got guys that work in just manufacturing, so they're pretty familiar with what you guys do and need. Uh-huh. They're pretty good with the caterpillars, the forklifts, loaders. Yeah. So, yeah, if anything does come up or if there's any use for us or if whoever takes over the business here decides, you know, we need to replace some of this equipment, definitely throw it in. Sounds good. Is there somewhere you guys don't use emails, as far as you said?
No.
No.
We never did get all that.
Sure.
Even my wife, she does all the pencil work, you know. But she's getting up there in age, you know, and
she doesn't care.
our boys, they help a lot with her, you know.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
I didn't get no schooling myself, but the kids all got a good school.
Educations, yeah. Right.
We put them all through high school, you know.
Right. All right, Tom. Well, that sounds good. I'll go ahead and circle back in a few months, kind of see where you guys are at. But yeah,
okay.
Till then, best of luck. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.